It's time to be healed. Get ready for emotional well-being. Help you heal yourself from past wounds and open the window of density for a special and unique life. Healing stories that bring awareness to our heart's love core. It's the matter of the heart. And now, your host, Carol Olivia.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Matter of the Heart on Independent Talk Radio, 1100 AM, KFNX. Step into your studio with me, your host, Carol Olivia. Tonight's guest is Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services. Wanda provides services and healing and from A to Z for people and pets. And tonight's topic is, do you need protection or healing? I'm sure a lot, some of us have had situations where we might think that we needed it, but we just never really got into the process of doing it. Welcome to the show, Wanda.
Well, hi, Carol. It's good to be here.
I'm so glad you're there. Let's start off, Wanda, from family gatherings. Everybody has stories about that. I'm sure most of us do, that we might not be so, in a diplomatic way, happy with somebody that's sitting opposite of us on Thanksgiving and wishing them they would choke on the drumstick, so to speak. So how do we go about that?
Well, family gatherings are so interesting because we go in and we're dragging behind us everything we know about each person in that family. So we never have an interaction that is from a basis of just knowing nothing, because we have all of this history with them. And sometimes that history is wonderful. And we look forward to hugging them and seeing them, and if we haven't seen them for the whole year, it's just like there has been no time passed. And other people, we have this history of awkward conversations, of maybe something that they said that we took the wrong way, or we said something and they were offended by it, and we drag all of these things into this family gathering. So, for instance, my son, it was like I was stuck in a time loop with him. He remembered me and knew me as I was at the time when he was, between 13 and 17 years old, when I was, between 33 and 37 years old. So here we are, 30 years later, and he's still seeing me as I was then, not allowing me to be different, not allowing to see me as I had become. And perhaps he also would accuse me of doing the same thing, and I hope not, of treating him like he was when he was 17 years old, instead of treating him like the 30-year-old man he was. And so sometimes it's difficult for us to go into the holiday and release all expectations, release all judgment, not anticipate that, Uncle Jerry is going to have too much wine punch, not anticipate that Aunt Maud is going to criticize her husband all evening, just to let it go and find something new and different in that interaction, instead of going in with that framework that there's going to be a problem.
So relating to that, Wanda, are you saying that somehow we need not to overreact?
Well, that is certainly one way to put it, is that if it were a total stranger who said a comment like, pass those potatoes over here, I don't keep them at that end of the table, you might just accept that. But if it's your brother from childhood who is always hogging all the food and getting it first and taking the best pieces, you might overreact to that. You might feel that bubbling up in you, that competition between you and your brother, even though it's not really related in this moment.
So how can we catch ourselves? Like, as you said, we're overreacting, or maybe too personal, maybe it's too much of a personal. How can we catch yourself? At that moment, is that the time of acceptance, healing? How should we navigate that, Wanda?
Well, there is more than one way, and it's good to have a lot of strategies in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is, all right, so we're getting ready for this gathering, and you know how your brother's going to be. He's going to be boorish. He's going to interrupt you when you're talking. He's going to talk too loud. He's going to take the last piece of pie without seeing if anyone else needs it. And so you can work with yourself on that, because when I hear myself say that, I can hear myself being very, very judgmental. You know, I am judging him. I am saying he should be different than he is. Well, why should he be different than he is?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the best he can, just like I'm doing the best I can. He, from his perspective, he's being jovial. He's participating. He's engaging. He's keeping the conversation going. You know, so our perspective is not the right perspective. It's just
mm-hmm.
our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any right. Nobody appointed me to be sure that Aunt Maud got that last piece of pie or that no one was interrupted. I mean, I need to mind my own business and let each person react or not react to my brother as he does. And I need to go back and heal myself around what is it that triggers me so in what he's doing.
Do you feel sometimes that a family member does this or make comments on something like this because there's a power thing going on?
There's only a power thing going on if we participate.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that my brother, when I start giving my opinion, talks over me and gives his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so I need to ask myself, who cares? We're not talking
mm-hmm.
life and death here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can walk away. I can choose to do something different. I do not have to engage. I do not have to have the same fight with him that I have every year.
Mm-hmm.
I can let that go. And one way I can let it go, because you know, when you open this little Pandora's box, there are lots of things in there, aren't there?
Right.
So one is my early relationship with my brother, perhaps. Perhaps it was very competitive. And I can remember those things. I mean, it's like they happened yesterday. And I want to say this is a mythical brother. This is not my personal brother. But it's like there's a whole picture there, or maybe even a little videotape replaying incidents in our childhood. And I can take each of those pictures. They're in full color. They're right here, right now. And that picture is actually a whole packet of emotions that are associated with that. And I can tear the corner off that packet, and I can imagine all of those emotions draining down from that vision in my head, down through my body, down through the root chakra, and into the earth to be recycled. And I can just keep visioning and visioning that until that picture changes from color and being yesterday to being black and white and taking its place in the past where it belongs so that I can have a fresh start. And so that's one technique we can use.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very important technique. When we get back, Wanda, from the from the break, I know you mentioned the word acceptance. Do you want
mm-hmm.
to delve into that a little bit?
Yes, and I think also perhaps we should talk about protection first.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, and say, I need protection from this. Well, do you need protection, or do you need to heal what that is in yourself that hooks you and hooks you into overreacting and over-responding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we will return with that concept, Wanda Buckner. Protection. Listeners, you've been listening to The Matter of the Heart with Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services for people and pets, and we're going to be right back. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to The Matter of the Heart with tonight's guest, Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services. And Wanda also provides certainly remote healing as well. We wanted to continue, Wanda, with the concept of protection, which we hear so often. First of all, what do you mean, spiritually, psychologically, what do you mean by protection, Wanda?
Well, it's not uncommon for people to talk to me and tell me that what they really need is protection. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about being protected sometimes from the feelings of other people. So I had a woman call me and on a consult, and she said that she was an empath and she felt everything that other people felt.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed protection so this didn't happen to her, so that she wouldn't be whipsawed between all of these other emotions. And so I did talk to her some about protection, but I also talked to her about the possibility that she might need a healing. And the example I used was, all right, so you're working in an office and your boss comes in. You can tell the minute you see him that he's steaming angry. He slams the door, throwing his coat off. He gets to his desk and slaps the papers down on it. And you can tell his face is red. He's furious.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? And she said, I feel this sickness in the pit of my stomach.
Mm.
Now, she was not feeling what he was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
She was not feeling anger. So that pit of her stomach sick feeling was something related to her background. Sometime when someone who was very, very angry had power and control and hurt her either physically, emotionally, and that's what she was reacting to.
So we were saying, Wanda, is that, quote, heavy weight?
I think that, so I'm going to rephrase that a little. It's like there are other people, would be other people in that office who are ignoring him.
Oh.
That, you know, because who cares if he's angry?
Mm-hmm.
He can be angry. I can be at work and be sad. I can be at work and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
How I feel is mine. And how other people feel is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so she had this something from her past that was enough within her that when she was around someone who was very angry, she was very uncomfortable. So a healing around that would help her separate herself and realize that that situation was not the same situation as the one in her childhood
mm-hmm.
or in her last marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That this was different, that it was not related to her. And she could keep her power, that she did not have to respond to this angry man. She did not have to take care of him. She did not have to sue them. She did not have to heal him. she could just let him have his little temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just do her own work.
Mm-hmm.
She could mind her own business.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of healing?
Well, there are a couple of approaches to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is through hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I do work with hypnotherapy with clients, too. And when people are in trance, the wonderful thing about it is that the unconscious mind as well as the conscious mind are available to the person. So it's not that their conscious mind is disengaged. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible to work with that person with the unconscious mind being there to go back to that original incident, which may be much further back than they realize, and then bring all of the skills and resources that, as an adult, she has to comfort that child and to let them know that it will be all right, that things will turn out all right,
mm-hmm.
that there is always someone with her, and to heal that child who did not have someone to turn to and help her at that very vulnerable time. And that's the first step of it. Another step is that part of her that makes her want to flee and has that sick stomach feeling so that she'll know that there's danger and
mm-hmm.
she should get out of there. The second part is talking to that part of herself who is there to protect her.
Mm.
And came about during her childhood to protect her from exactly these incidents and is still protecting her by giving her this sick feeling and telling her she needs to leave the situation. And by then working with her adult self, who says, I am strong, I am powerful, I can take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate what you did when I was a child, and I appreciate the warnings that you still give me. But is it possible that there could be a compromise so that you warn me of realistic danger, like if I thought I'd walk through a dark alley,
mm-hmm.
instead of warning me every time somebody raises their voice? Can we make a compromise? And thanking this part for doing its job very well when she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
But its role had changed and is not needed anymore in the same way.
I think one of the biggest challenges of adults is to realize that they can protect themselves. The psychology of that. Because sometimes some people don't think they can protect themselves, or they're just not even aware of the word.
Well, I think that is certainly a possibility, and part of it is that oftentimes we give away our power.
Mm-hmm.
We do it in big ways and little ways. For instance, let's go back to this family gathering and this, sort of rude brother. So why would I give him power to ruin my holiday, to ruin my family reunion? Now, I'm not saying that I should go there and tell him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I accept him as he is. He's always been that way. Why do I expect him to be different?
Mm-hmm.
If it bothers someone, and they choose to say something, they could. But for myself, I'm going to let it go. This
mm-hmm.
is Christmas dinner with the turkey and stuffing. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to look for things that are beautiful, things that I enjoy. Here's this brother. He has known me all my life. He's the only one who knows me at that depth. And that is really meaningful. He has seen me. And, from the time I was a bratty little kid hanging around trying to be close to him and go with him and his friends, all through high school and now, that's important to have that shared history. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trade that. He was rude and loud then. But, you know, then I thought it was sort of neat because I was sort of shy.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Different perspective. At different times of our life, we might look at something in not as negative. It goes through different changes. Welcome back to Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services. Wanda, would you like to give your contact information?
Well, certainly. People can contact me at my email address, wandasoffice@gmail.com. Or if you go to my website, wandabuckner.com, you can schedule a half-hour complimentary consult. And you can also schedule a regular appointment. I do remote healing as well as in-person healing. I'm actually from Olympia, Washington, but I'm available throughout the U.S., and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Wanda. Sometimes we give away our power. How can we be aware of that?
Well, power is like a double-sided coin. On the one side, sometimes we allow other people to tell us what to do and how to do it and so on. So, for instance, I'm going to this potluck dinner with a family member who has asked if I would bring a vegetable dish. Of course, I'm glad to bring a vegetable dish. And then she sends me a recipe for it. And there are two ways I could react. Well, what I did is it hooked in me, that part of me that needed healing about, wait a minute, she's telling me what to do and how to do it. Does she not like my cooking?
Right.
Yeah, right. But, you know, the other way to look at it was, well, isn't that thoughtful?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make the recipe she said? No, I didn't. And it was okay. So a lot of times, it's not that someone is trying to take our power. It's that we're giving it away. We don't make an independent choice. Well, do I want to make that or not? Well, we don't heal that part of us that rebels from someone telling us what to do and, you know, and reacting to it again from childhood instead of a thoughtful adult reaction, it doesn't make any difference. So one side of the coin is letting other people tell you what to do and then resenting it, which is giving away your power. The other side of it is claiming your power. I have the power to say no and not make a big deal of it and not be, you know, like puffing up my chest saying, no, I won't make that recipe, but just say, oh, I've got this other thing I think you'll really like. So we need to just be aware. And part of that is accepting others as they are. So this lovely woman is very organized. She has lots of energy and lots of ideas. She enjoys cooking. And so for her, this, she didn't mean anything by it. This was a natural extension and was actually being helpful because she knows that really isn't my cup of tea. And so by me accepting her as she is and her accepting me as I am, there is no conflict. So part of this is that you know, like with his brother, it's like we got a lot of judgment about him, but we don't see ourselves. And really what we want from other people is they accept us as we are, right now, right this moment. And maybe right now I'm not at my best. Maybe right this moment I'm feeling really sad. But I don't want someone to come and jolly me up, you know? I would like them to accept me as I am in that moment. And I want to have the grace to accept them as they are in that moment. Because who am I to judge? So I have a friend who, when she talks to her husband, it was terrible. You never do this, and you never do that, and that wasn't right, and you forgot this. And honestly, this is something I've had to work with on myself. Now, they have been married 30 years, and for a long time, it bothered me that she talked that way to him. And then I'm looking at it and saying, they've been married 30 years. That's better than I've done, you know? It's working for them. He's not complaining. What is it in me that judges her to say this is wrong? And finally, I asked him about it, and he said, ah, that's just how we talk. It's okay.
Right.
But nothing.
Right.
And if I feel like I need to intervene and say to her, do you realize how you treat him? I mean, who made me God, you know? And it implies also that I think that he is so weak that he cannot stand up for himself.
Oh.
Right. And I think I can be the hero. I am not respecting his choice in this matter. This is an adult man. This is not a child. So, a lot of accepting others as they are is mind your own business. You know? It's his interaction with his wife. How come I think I should be judge and jury? That I should tell them how to behave with each other? That I would think that I know better than they do? So I have to tell you a funny story about
We love stories.
This is my late father-in-law and his son. So are at this trailer park, and the adult son has come to visit them. And there is a huge pile of sawdust. And so in this a trailer park where they are, and so the father and son take a little walk around the trailer park, and as they come around, the son says, oh, look at that huge pile of sawdust. And the my stepfather says, I know there's no sawdust over there. It's over on the other side. And he says, no, it's right here. If you'll just turn and look at it, you'll see it. And my stepfather says, no, I know how you are. You're trying to trick me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall for it. And the son says, look, Dad, it's just over here. Just look. I'm not trying to trick you. This is how it is. And, you know, he would not turn around. And by the time they got back to the trailer, they were both so angry. Well, my mother went outside. There were two piles of sawdust, one on each side. But, you know, neither one of them would let it go. You know, they would rather be right than God. And neither one of them would take the action that was needed to show that there were two piles of sawdust there. And the father wouldn't trust the son. He wouldn't believe him. And the son wouldn't let it go. He was furious at his father for not believing him. And that's probably an argument that played out in their lives before. But there it is in full view. And there's an area you don't need protection from each other. You need healing around letting it go. You don't need to be right all the time. It doesn't matter if you're right. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, right is a subjective thing. Your right is not someone else's
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People get to believe what they choose to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to us to say they're wrong or they're not
mm-hmm.
enlightened or that they need more information. It's just up to us to say, I see. You know, we accept mm-hmm. them as they are. That's where they are right now.
Part of letting go, Wanda, is also, I think, and you certainly give me your insight, is to trust that you can let it go. Some people are, quote, into that, quote, control element, which I hate that word, but I'm going to use it on the show. You know, and so they, because of that, they have a hard time releasing letting go and trusting, you know, or faith, whatever you want to call it, the next step.
Right. And control and power are like twin sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all we have to do is drop our end of the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tug of war, right?
Right.
He's trying to pull you your direction. You're trying to pull him yours. Just mm-hmm. drop the rope. Let mm-hmm. it go.
Well, we're going to continue with you, Miss Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services. On 1100 AM, KFNX, The Matter of the Heart. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're glad you're there. You've been listening to Wanda Buckner of Healing Energy Services for people and pets. Wanda, would you like to give out your contact information again?
Oh, sure. WandasOffice@gmail.com or through my website at WandaBuckner.com. And you can even call me, 360-491-3187.
Thank you, Wanda.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's very generous of you, extremely generous. And if anybody has a question for Wanda, we're on the last segment of the show. Norm is in the control room. 602-277-5369 or 866-536-1100. So, getting back to this famous word, acceptance, freedom. I look at it as freedom from any past, no interference. How would you look at it, Wanda?
Accept them as they are in the present. You know, it's Byron Katie who says there's no point in arguing with what is. She says that she has tried it, but she lost 100% of the time. You know, what is what is. We need to be realistic about who people are right now. And we don't need to look at them through the framework of history. We can look at them with fresh eyes every time we see them. For instance, if I had dementia, then my family saw me every time they would expect me to be different than I am because they would know I have dementia. Well, it was the other way, too. With a child, you know that every time you see them, they will be different than they were because they're growing, they're getting older. Well, the same thing is true of me and you and all of our relatives and the people we know. We are all growing. We are all getting older. We are all different every time. Now, some people's difference is at a glacial pace. Other people's difference is like a river because they're in a tremendous period of change. That may come from someone's death. It may come from an exciting new idea or new profession. It can come from any direction. But it's good to accept people in the now as they are now, and to check in with them and find out what's going on in their lives now out of true curiosity. And so, you know, if someone comes and says, oh, I got a new job, I'm really excited about it, it's not your job to say he could never hold a job, now he's lost another one and started again. Let go of all that judgment. Accept people as they are. And this keys right into unconditional love. Now, unconditional love and acceptance does not mean liking what another person does. It doesn't mean putting your head in the sand and ignoring things that they have done. It doesn't mean sacrificing yourself on a cross to do what they want you to do. It doesn't mean any of that. It's about recognizing that they are doing the best they can in the same way that you and I are doing the best we can. When we look back at our early years, our relationships, raising our kids, there are undoubtedly things that we regret, that if we could have done differently or done over, we would have. But we have to realize we were doing the best we could. When I worked in the public schools, a speaker was talking to us, and he said, I've heard a lot of complaints about the kids that are coming into the school. And I just want you to know that these parents are sending us the best children that they have. And you know that? Yeah. Really true.
I like
that. We need to recognize others in our lives, that they are doing the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone in your family that you can't stand, or some relationship will be there, or some friend. You have a choice. You don't have to be there. But if you choose to go there, then make choices that are supportive of a family gathering. Look for things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Find positives. Remind yourself. When we go towards something, it's like having, if I had a fishbowl and I offered you water from it, you probably would say, oh, no, that's okay, I'm all right. But if I had a crystal goblet and offered you water, you say, oh, yeah. But the bowl and the goblet are frameworks for how you look at what's inside. It's good to have a neutral perspective. It's just water.
Mm-hmm.
If we look through the framework of the past, sometimes that can be beautiful, sometimes it can be muddy, sometimes we make judgments about it, about the person and where they are in their life now because of the past. Instead, if we could let go of those frameworks and just see people in the present. So a few things that we can use is to have a couple little tools to help you get through whatever you have to get through wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that bothers me is hearing people argue, and but it's none of my business. It's not up to me. So that neutral perspective, it's just like, you know, if there's a whole bunch of dogs turned loose at the dog park, some of them are sort of wrestling, some are sort of grooming each other, some are hanging back in the corner. But if you can sort of look at your family as like this whole bunch of dogs who are jostling around together, and realize that you've been together for years and you're going to be together for many more years, and just like the dogs, you don't feel a need to intervene, there's no need to intervene here. Then some people who believe that we travel in soul groups that go from one lifetime to
mm-hmm.
another, and the things we don't work out in this lifetime, we'll meet again in the next lifetime. Another way to look at it is that every person in our lives is there for us to learn something from them. Just as your interactions with those people allow them to learn something from you. And you can't learn about love by loving a lovable person. You learn about love through loving unlovable people and accepting them as they are. Who says they're unlovable? You just have to be really aware. So on that, people who are arguing, sometimes I sing to myself, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Remember that song?
Sure, Mother, definitely. The Beatles.
Yeah, well, I'll do the Reiki precept. Mm-hmm. I will not worry just for today. I will be kind. I will not anger. Mm-hmm. Or the AA prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept what I cannot change, the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Beautiful.
Really, give yourself some touchstones.
Beautiful.
Look for the good in situations.
Mm-hmm.
Have a spirit of acceptance and let everything else go. Be in the present. Be filled with love. Enjoy your holiday season.
Thank you, Wanda Buckner, so much of Healing Energy Services for People and Pets. A podcast of Wanda's show will be on the 1100 AM KFNX website in a couple of days. All shows of The Matter of the Heart are on SoundCloud. If you have any comments, I'd love to hear from you as well. My email is intuitivecarol@gmail.com. Joy, peace, and success, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Matter of the Heart with Carol Olivia and friends on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.